Let's take our Bibles now. For a few moments before we go to prayer, we would like to concentrate on Psalm chapter 114. Psalm chapter 114, we've entitled this devotion, The Song of the Exodus. The Song of the Exodus. This psalm recounts the power of God in the deliverance of His people Israel from the bondage of Egypt. The Exodus is perhaps one of the most frequently quoted occurrences from the Old Testament as a mark of God's power and deliverance and intervention in the lives of His people. It also serves as a beautiful illustration of the Lord and what He has done in our lives in saving us out of oppression, out of slavery. Having been in the slave market of sin, the Lord has redeemed us, agorazo, bought us, purchased us out of the slave market of sin. And now we're on our way, launched to the promised land to serve our Lord. This is a psalm that demonstrates God's faithfulness to His Abrahamic covenant. And also, you're well aware by now, this psalm is recited along with Psalm 113 before the Passover meal is served. Let's take a look in outline form now, Psalm chapter 114. We're going to look at verses 1 and 2 at the outgoing of the children of Israel out of oppression. Then in verses 3 and 4, we're going to look at the obstacles. You know, just like the outgoing in our lives after we come to Christ as personal Savior, the Christian life begins. We're outgoing from the slavery and mastery of the evil one. Well, you're sure there are going to be obstacles as well. Anybody here want to say that the Christian life is free of obstacles? As sure as shooting, you're going to have obstacles. The children of Israel did as well. But then in verses 5 and 6, we're going to note the overcoming. Praise the Lord that greater is the one that is in us than he that is in the world. And then we're going to see verses 7 and 8, the omnipotence. The strength and the omnipotence of our Lord. So we've divided Psalm 114 in a fourfold fashion, each aspect with application to the Christian life. Verses 1 and 2 depict, once again, the outgoing. Notice the outgoing of the children of Israel. It says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. You know, the Word of God teaches that the children of Israel did not comprehend the language of the Egyptians. And by the way, that only added to their bondage. When some cruel taskmaster would utter an order in the Egyptian language, so often the children of Israel would not understand, and it would result in greater beatings, greater hostilities. Well, you know, we're marching to a beat that this world doesn't understand either. We ought to be understanding as citizens of heaven our Lord's commands, but this world doesn't understand us either. We speak a strange language to the people of this world, and oftentimes they will not want to hear it. They don't want to hear about the things of the Lord. And it's a strange language. Notice it says, Judah was his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. Now the King James has his in lower case, but I want you to be aware that the his is a reference to none other than the Lord himself. Remember, Psalm 113 precedes Psalm 114, and the context of the flow is God's power of deliverance in allowing the children of Israel to leave. Throughout the Old as well as the New Testament, the Exodus was the symbol of God's power and presence. And the His, used two times in verse 2, is referring to God. Before we leave the outgoing, let me just simply ask you a question. Have you experienced God's power of redemption in your life? Has there been a definitive outgoing from the slave market of sin, now possessing the Holy Spirit? Are you a child of God? Do you have assurance, if you were to die even tonight, that there's an outgoing from the things of this world, but there's the upper taker? I'm not waiting for the undertaker, I'm waiting for the upper taker. But if the undertaker should come first, that's okay. The upper taker is still in control, and he'll have control over the whole matter. So in verses 1 and 2, we have the outgoing. But now look at the obstacles in verses 3 and 4. You know, there's obstacles here at the beginning of the march of Israel going out. And there are obstacles mentioned in verses 3 and 4 as they were getting ready 40 years later to enter into the promised land. Notice the obstacles. The Red Sea marked the beginning of their trip. The Jordan River marked 40 years later. What's it basically telling us? It tells us this, that the beginning of the Christian life, as well as the end of the Christian life, it's going to be a life of obstacles. We're going to face obstacles towards serving the Lord. Sometimes those obstacles will be people. Sometimes it'll be circumstances. Sometimes it'll be attitudes. But the point is, properly responded to, we have the promise of God that He is able to deliver us. Notice at verses 3 and 4. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan, 40 years later, was driven back. God was able to deliver. And I don't know what your heart is burdened about tonight, but God is able to miraculously deliver and draw back the waters. Whether it's the beginning of your Christian walk or the end, His power is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And folks, when we go to prayer tonight, we're praying to the same God who was able to do that miraculous work of parting the waters. And He and His timing are always perfect. Notice in verse 4, it talks about the mountains. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. When Israel came to Sinai, that mighty mountain shook in agitation and commotion by an earthquake. Read about it in Exodus chapter 19 and verses 18. It's almost as if nature was shaking in agitation and panic. Basically, the lesson for us is this, that all nature moves at His voice because He is the Lord of all of His creation. We're praying tonight, folks, to a God who is able to alter and intervene even in the matters of nature and circumstances of our lives. They move at His command. The same Lord who was able to speak and calm the storms is able to speak when your soul is agitated in the middle of the night and you go to the Word of God seeking strength and help and encouragement. And God is able to still those waters. Yes, there will be the obstacles when we are involved in an outgoing for the Lord. Every movement is going to involve some amount of friction, and the devil will oppose us. And there will be obstacles, but we have an overcoming power. The Lord overcomes. Look at verses 5 and 6. Here, even the sea is being personified. And it says here, "What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs." In other words, God's power and might and majesty were seen at the Red Sea and in the Jordan, and we have His overcoming power in our lives. Notice in verses 7 and 8, the Lord's omnipotence here. It says, "Tremble, thou earth, that ye skip, tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water." That refers to the water which came from the rock of Horeb. He turned the rock into standing water. The Lord is able to provide living water of refreshment for us in the dry and arid experiences that we go through. The flint, the stone, even into a fountain of water. So let's remember, when we go to prayer tonight, folks, we are praying to an omnipotent God who can speak just instantaneously. He not only spoke creation into his existence, but he is the Lord over creation. And we are his creation as well. And he can touch lives. I have seen God heal. I have seen God minister to people in great need. Listen, we're praying with faith, believing to an omnipotent God who is able to deliver his people, just as he did in the psalm of this Exodus. All nature glorifies him and submits to him. And you know, we should too, to the will and to the way of God. Let's bow our heads together. Father, we thank you for your word and for this psalm of the Exodus that recounts to us how nature had to obey the power of God. And Lord, we thank you that as we bring our requests to you, and as individuals, Lord, that are listening to this brief message, even over the internet, Lord, that may be faced with trials and testings, perhaps are listening to this message in the early hours of the morning because their hearts are troubled with the cares of this world. Lord, I pray that by your healing and ministering power, that you would send forth your ministering angels to touch hearts and lives. And Father, where healing is needed, by your tender touch, minister to that need, body, soul, and spirit, according to your power and your divine will. Encourage our hearts now as we go to prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.